have some time now to get ready, extra time.
Yeah. You know, it's only two games into the year, but we'll definitely, obviously, study ourselves quite a bit, see what we can obviously improve on, and see if we can keep doing the things that we're doing well, keep doing those things, and then, you know, we'll really start studying the Patriots.
As you now have a new quarterback, what are some things you want to do to try to tailor things, and you have some time to do that now, just to kind of try to optimize, you know, what Deshaun does in the style plan?
Yeah, I mean, that's all part of it, Aaron, you know. I'm not going to obviously get into that with it, you know what I mean? But, you know, I that's all part of it, you know. But I think it's really every position, you know. I think it's as much as we're going to look at that position, you know, as far as what we can do to improve, to help him improve, you know, we're going to look at the defensive tackle position. You know, what can we do there? Special teams, you know. So we'll really look at all of it.
Besides obviously getting the win, what did you like best about what Deshaun did for you last night in his first NFL start?
It's like I said from the start with him, he's got good poise. He's a smart guy. He rarely makes the same mistake twice. You know, he kind of learns right away. He's a quick learner, and you know, he just did a nice job. He did a real nice job on the last drive that we had. You know, the last long drive that we had. He did a very nice job on that drive when we had to put together some plays there. And he did that by getting us into the right play on almost every single play. So I thought that was a really good sign.
You got Foreman more work yesterday. Yeah. Were you impressed with the way he handled it?
Yeah, I thought he did a good job. I mean, he's a downhill guy. He's got good vision. He's a big guy, and he ran hard. I thought for his first, you know, that's the first time he's had that much action. He did a good job.
Your line obviously did a good job yesterday after the tough time in the first game. Were you impressed with the way they kind of responded after the first game?
Sure, yeah. I'm impressed with the whole team. I mean, like I said last night, it's a short week. I went up there, with a lot of guys out, coming off of, tough loss. And I thought those guys – I thought the whole team really bonded together and played well.
It seemed like there were a few passes that Deshaun threw yesterday that defenders made good plays. Maybe they could have made interceptions. Obviously, you can't have interceptions, but at the same time, you're talking about a rookie. Like, how do you balance that when you're coaching, evaluating all of that?
Yeah, I think he'll get better and better. You know, I think he really, he's got his iPad right away out on the plane, and he's watching the tape. I mean, this kid's going to get better and better and better the more he plays, and he's played a lot for us from OTAs to training camp to the preseason to where he is now. And he'll learn. You know, he's a very, like I said, he's a quick study. He's a quick learner. He's going to make his share of mistakes. He's going to see things that he's never seen before, seeing them for the first time. And he'll learn from it. You know, and I thought last night he really learned during the game. And that was pretty good to see.
You guys, as much as possible in the offseason, try to prepare for everything. If this player gets hurt, if, you know, we have to make this adjustment. But, like, the rash of injuries that you guys have had, two starting corners last night, five players on game day last week, how do you, like, what do you do to that end? And is this something that you've ever experienced before, either in the NFL or in college?
No, not really. Not really. Although in college I did, you know, because we were, when I was at Penn State, there's an 85 scholarship rule, but we had, I think at the end of my time there at Penn State, we probably had about 45 kids on scholarship because of a bunch of different reasons. So relative to college, I have, but relative to the NFL, no. And that's the NFL. That's the beauty of the NFL, is that you have to, on a week-to-week basis, you have to look at your roster. You have to say, okay, you know, these guys are out. You know, we had more guys out, you know, than the seven inactives, you know what I mean? Like, so we were at 52 guys on the roster, active roster last night. Nobody's asked me about that, but we were at 52. And, you know, so we had to figure out as a coaching staff on both sides of the ball and on special teams how to, they're not going to cancel the game. That's the great part about the NFL. You got to figure it out. You got to figure it out in a short week. And I give a lot of credit to our coaching staff. And then obviously all the credit goes to our players for being able to execute what they did last night.
Are you hopeful of getting some of the guys that missed the game back for the game?
The guys that were out last night and all that? You know, I don't know, Aaron. I mean, you know, we got back at 4 a.m., so I haven't really talked to Cap yet about it. I would say that it would be tough for some of those concussion guys to get back, but we'll see where they're at. You know, I just saw a few of those guys in the locker room, and they said they're feeling better and all that. So we'll kind of see how it goes. We got a while before the next game, but we'll kind of see how it goes. I wouldn't be able to give you a definitive answer on that.
What did you think of Julian last night?
Say that again.
What did you think of Davenport last
night? I thought that Davenport and Kyle Fuller, for the roles that they played, did a nice job. I mean, I just got done basically watching the whole thing again, and I thought, look, there were certain things, you know, that they struggled with in their first time out, but they played aggressively, which was really good to see. They got lined up properly most of the time, except for one time, I think, which was good to see. You know, like I said, they played aggressively. You know, sometimes Davenport was blocking Dunlap or having to, you know, block those defensive ends. And that's not easy, you know, your first time out. Same thing with Kyle. So I thought it was a decent night.
You talked about how the NFL is an improvement league for players, but also for coaches. What did you see from Mike Vrabel in terms of growth with his play calling and feel for the game week one to week two?
Yeah, he did a good job. I thought the defensive staff did a real good job, obviously. You know, they that's the way we need to play. You know, we need to play good defense, stop the run. I mean, they gave up some runs, but overall I thought that they really did a good job of stopping the run when they had to. And then that set up the fact that now they could have a pass rush, stay in good coverage, and be disruptive in the passing game. And that's what we did. We played good fundamental defense. We got back to the basics on defense. We weren't trying to, you know, manufacture a TFL on every play. And that's what we need to do, play good fundamental defense. And I thought Mike and the whole defensive staff did a nice job.
Well, he was disappointed.
He was moving. He can run. I mean, he can. It's pretty amazing. He's 270 something pounds to watch him. That was a great play by Kareem Jackson. Kareem Jackson came in and knocked the ball out, and the ball popped right to JD, and he reversed field and went. I was glad he went the right way because he was headed the other way. But no, that was a good play.
Can you speak to what Kareem did last night? Because, you know, there were a couple of times maybe a little shaking coverage, but especially in run defense, it seemed that he was flying all over.
Yeah, he played well. I mean, you know, look, they've got good receivers. So relative to coverage, I mean, you know, these guys, I mean, A.J. Green and the guys that they have over there, they've got some really good receivers. But, you know, I thought K-Jack played one of the best games he's had since I've been here. I mean, he did a lot of different things. He blitzed off the edge, got a sack, caused a fumble, had several tackles. He's just a very smart player, and he's a very valuable player to our team because he can do so many different things, and he played really well. I thought there were other guys that had good games on defense too, like DJ Reader. DJ Reader played a hell of a football game last night. I mean, he was all over the place, played tough, ran down plays, and then there were other guys too, so it was good. All right.
Thanks
guys.